Be reminded of the good news. Christ is risen. So he is alive. Remembering Matthew 18:20, where it says, Jesus says, wherever two or three are gathered on my name, there I am with them. So we worship in the Spirit of God with Christ with us this day. So welcome to our worship on this third Sunday after Easter. So Easter is kind of all, but still we know that he is arisen. So welcome to all. Welcome to those that are visiting with us. And we pray God's blessing upon you. We have a video teaser to share with you about a special announcement.
All of us have problems, relational problems, emotional problems, spiritual problems. But those problems are really symptoms. The root problem is ears that have been deafened to the voice of God. And if you can't hear God's voice, you can't sing God's song, and your life will be off key. Does God speak audibly? Absolutely. But that's a thin slice of his vocal range. When someone speaks in a whisper, you have to get very close to hear them. We lean into a whisper, and that's what God wants. The goal of hearing the Heavenly Father's voice isn't just hearing his voice. It's intimacy with him. He wants to be as close to you as possible. Why? So you don't just hear his voice, you hear his heart. God is speaking. The question is, are we listening, and is he the loudest voice in our lives?
So that is the title of a four-week study, the Connection Sunday School that meets down in the chapel at 9:15. They will begin this next study on April 28th, and they invite you to attend that. And details about that are on page 6. Also on page 6 is information about the rescheduled congregational meeting for dealing with the recommendation from the search committee regarding the director of youth and young adults. And on that 5th, on May 5th, not the 5th Sunday, May 5th, we will have one service at 10 a.m. with a congregational meeting to follow. Third Thursday senior luncheon happens this week, 11:30 a.m. in the chapel. All seniors are welcome to enjoy that time together. And remember that the April mission of the month is growing hope globally. And with all that in mind, let us prepare our hearts as we listen to our morning prelude.
Indeed, may Jesus Christ be praised. Our psalm today is one beloved by many, Psalm 23. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us pray together. O great and mighty God, we take comfort in these promises. We hear how you are going to lead us and guide us, to comfort us with your rod and your staff. You bless us. Lord, we praise you for all these things. We praise you for your guidance, the way that you lead us, how you are always ready to speak to us when we are ready to listen. Help us to be ready to listen. Thank you for bringing us here today to gather as a congregation to praise and worship you. Speak to our hearts as we do so. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Our opening hymn was one that we were promised we would hear sometime, People of Promise. We didn't know it would be exactly a week later. But yes, so if you look in your insert or on the screen, you can find the words to People of Promise. Please rise as you're able. can rejoice. The Lord is King. Number 228 in our red hymnal. Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Unless you are a child and want to come forward for the children's moment, I invite you to the steps, please. Good morning. I brought seven friends with me this morning. Some of them might be familiar if you've seen them around the church, but I brought a little bunny rabbit. What's this? A cat or a kitten? That's two. What's that? A dog or a puppy? That's three. A hippo. I wasn't sure, but thanks for letting me know that. A hippo, that's number four. Oh, here's a really good one. It's a teddy bear of the Dallas Cowboys. Wow. That'd be five. What's this? A lamb or a goat? This is a special little goat where I wanted, a few years ago, I was looking for a pet to have at home, and I didn't want a cat or a dog. I wanted some goats. And my son gifted this to me because this is the only goat I'm allowed to have. So let's see, that was six, right? One, two, three, four, five, six. I'm missing the seventh one. I don't know what happened to it. Will you do me a favor, and will you go out into the pews and try and find the seventh stuffed animal? It's out this way. It's out this way, and it's somewhere over there. See if you can find Tubby the groundhog. How far back did you go? Okay, I think you're too far. Ryan's trying to help. You want to look inside the hymn rack, I believe. Look for a little brown, furry groundhog. You can walk into the pew. Uh-oh. Jeb's got it. All right, he found it. Thank you for finding that, bringing Tubby back to me. I had hidden Tubby between the services, but evidently our head usher cleared the pews really well and put them back up here so Tubby wasn't lost. So I didn't know. But Tubby is a little groundhog. I got this from my daughter because we had a groundhog living underneath our deck in the back, and he was kind of, he ate really well, and so they called him Tubby, and that groundhog's not living underneath our deck anymore, but we still remember Tubby. Now, these little stuffed animals are to help us understand the story from Luke chapter 15, where a shepherd had 100 sheep. And as he counted them one time, one was missing. And so he put the 99 safely in the field, and he went out to look for the one that was lost, just like you went and found Tubby. That shepherd searched and searched and finally found the one lost sheep. And he picked that sheep up and he put him on his shoulders and carried him back home. And when he got home, he set the sheep off of his shoulders and he gathered his friends and his family and his neighbors together, and they rejoiced that the one lost sheep was found. And Jesus shares that as a parable, that there can be 100 of us in our family, in our church, or whatever. If one is lost, if one kind of strays and we're not sure where, we're going to look for that one lost person. I was on a field trip once. I wasn't a very good chaperone because we all got on the bus and we were missing one, and we couldn't leave the park until we found that one lost child. It didn't take us too long to look and find, but we couldn't leave because that one person mattered. And Jesus is telling us that when we are lost, when a person is lost, And talking about lost when they don't know God or they don't want to know God, God wants us to help him find that person. God sent Jesus. God is always with us. And he wants us to bring everybody to Christ. So when you sit at home tonight and you have your favorite stuffed animal or you remember this, the 99 were safe, but God is looking for those who are lost. And the blessing is, he finds them and he redeems them and they rejoice in heaven. That's why we just sang that song about rejoicing. Let's pray. God, we pray that as these children continue to grow in their faith and their understanding of who Jesus is, to know that when we stray, when we have sinned, God is there looking for us to find us and to bring us back home, and he rejoices in those moments. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up. As we come into our time of prayer this morning, I add two additional prayer concerns. Over the years, we have prayed for Chloe Merrillett, the granddaughter of Roger and Kay. She has battled aspects of cancer off and on, and she had some recent tests, and the results, they haven't been able to talk to the doctors yet. Sometimes, you know, that my chart, we get all the results first and don't really know what they mean. And so Roger has asked us to add Chloe and her parents, Keith and John, to our prayers once again as they go through this week and try and understand what test results are there. We also can be praying for Sandy Miller, Roger's wife, who was hospitalized on Friday, is over at Fulton County and will hopefully in a day or two be released and will spend some time in therapy at Roop Rehab. So pray for Chloe and for Sandy. Let's bow before the Lord. Gracious Lord God, through your Holy Spirit, through the presence of your Son Jesus, we pray that we would never forget the wonder of the resurrection, the wonder of Easter morning, and to know and to be assured that Christ arose and he's alive and he's with us always to the very end of the age. Lord, I pray that that promise and that truth resides in our hearts and minds and gives us hope and gives us joy and gathers us together in worship to pour out our praise of you. And Lord God, to know that you call the righteous and you call the unrighteous. In this parable that we are considering today, the 99 are safe, and yet Jesus, as the good shepherd, goes and looks for that one who is lost. We thank you in each of our own lives that Jesus has found us and he has convicted us and changed our hearts to be believers and disciples and to carry our own cross to serve you and to love you. And Lord, you have given us a heart. You have given us a heart for others. So in this parable, we think about that one who was lost. Maybe we can look at our own lives when we have strayed, when we have walked away, when we have forsaken. And maybe it was your voice, a loud voice or a whispering voice that called to us. Maybe you worked through other people in our lives and you have restored us. And you have redeemed us, and we give you praise. Lord, in our own daily ministry, in the ministry of the church, we pray that we would never, never stop seeking the lost, to share the love of the cross of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your patience. And we thank you for sending us forth. And Lord, as a congregation, we pray. We pray in delight and rejoicing that Ross and Katie are new parents, and we pray your blessing upon them as they raise Casey. Lord, may their family just enjoy that precious new life. We pray for Casey Grimm as she continues to recover from her surgery, and that as the therapy has started, Lord, may that give her strength. We pray for Regina, who is going down to Toledo this week, hopefully for another chemo treatment if her body is strong enough. Lord, we just pray that your patience and your perseverance will be upon her heart and mind. We pray for Ben and Sue for his continued rehab and his strength. We pray for Stuart and Rhonda for what Stuart is going through. Lord, we pray for Jody as she continues to go through the weeks until that time when she can bear more weight on her leg and be able to walk. We pray for Monty Willis as he looks towards his final chemo treatment and the testing that will follow. Lord, we thank you for his perseverance and we pray your strength upon him. Lord, we pray for Chloe and Keith and John. We pray for Roger and Kay and all of the family and friends. Lord, she has been a disciple of yours, and despite all that she has gone through or because of what she's gone through, she has been able to profess and testify to your closeness, and we pray that you would hear our prayers and bring healing to her. We pray for Sandy as she's in the hospital. We pray for her strength and her recovery. Lord, gather together, united in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.